11th parak of Yevamos Mishnah Zayin. We continue the case where a woman did not wait 3 months after she her first marriage was terminated and she had a child, and now a child is born 7 months later. When Masopik, if it's from Reuven the first husband or Shimon the second husband. Here it's a little more complicated because Oyechid Yisrael Be'echid Kohen. Reuven was a Yisrael and Shimon was a Kohen, and now the child, not only do we know who the father is, we don't know if he's a Kohen or not. So Noisa Isha Ruya Lekohen, he could only marry a woman who's Kosher Lekohen because we're not sure if he's a Kohen. In Matan Lemesa, we have to be Machmir, that can't be Matan Lemesa, maybe he's a Kohen. Im Nitma, if he was Matama, in a Sefik HaZabar, he won't get Malchus because it's only Suffolk if he was over Issa. In Oichel Betruma, he cannot eat Truma because he's a Suffolk Yisrael. Im Ochel Eina Mesham Kehem Lekohen, if he ate, these are rules we already learned before, so Misafik, he doesn't have to pay. In Oichel Kalagoyen, he does not get any portion of Truma where they're distributing it because he's a suffix of his coin. If he gets true, make it sell it, Vadam Shilak, he keep the money, because once again, monetarily, he says it's my money, prove it's not my money. So he could demand my payment for the truma he has. He does not get korbanos. Even if to give to somebody else, you should also not give to him. We don't want him to think that he's a clear cut coin and maybe eat it. If he somehow did, if he had his own, he brought a chatas, and part of the chatas belongs to Kohanim, or as a bechor, he's not mechuyev to give it away. Yeah, he can't eat it, but he's not mechuyev to give it away for free. And if we shept his animal, then he's potter. From giving these parts of the animal, which normally a Yisrael who shefts this animal has to give it to Kohanim, here he could say that I'm a Kohen and there's no Yisrael to eat this thing, so he could eat it himself. In the case of the Kotrim, he can't eat it himself, he just has to give it to another Kohen, whoever he wants to. If he has a Bechor, like we learned before, he can't bring it as he's not required to bring it as a Korban. He could wait till he gets a Mum, and then he could also sell it to other Kohanim. Like we said before, is menachas. You have the chumas of kohanim yisraelim. You have to burn the koimets, and you're not allowed to eat the rest of it. They're both kohanim. Now, kohanim means a third case. We have a woman as a child when the suffix is from husband Reuven or Shimon, but both Reuven and Shimon were kohanim. So here, he definitely could eat truma because he's definitely a kohen. Who oinen aleim vehein oinenim alov? He has to oinen aleim means that if they die, the day that they die, he's not allowed to avoid, he's not allowed to kachim, and they also have to be choishish that when he dies, he's their son. So the kohanim have to misafik treat him as a son, and he has to misafik treat him as a father. But he can't be metamah to either the fathers because maybe it's not his father. The fathers can't be metamah to him because maybe he's not the child. Who ain't a yoyish or some? He doesn't get the Yerusha. Why? Because he's a suffolk yoyish. Avil hein yoshim oiso. They are yoyishim. How could they be yoyishim? If he died without children, they could be yoyishim. They have to get together between the two of them because each one could say you're not the father. If he had sons though, they cannot be Yerushim because each son would say that it belongs to us. But if he didn't have sons, so one of the two of them is a Yerush, so they can have to between the two of them deal with the Yerushim. If he curses or he hits wounds or curses one of these fathers, he's potter, because it's a suffix here, so we can't give a punishment. We don't know if it's his father. Ol mishpato shel zeh v'shel zeh. That, we're talking about, once again, each of his fathers was a kohanim, and each one is part of a different mishmar. He can work in the Beis HaMikdash as part of any one of these mishmaris, as far as doing the avoda ve'enu cholik, but he cannot force them to give him part of the kabbonis, because they're going to say, who says you're from our mishmar, why do we have to give away 10 bar kabbonis? If both fathers are from the same mishma, then he's entitled to one portion because of a manushach. He is part of this mishma, either he's the son of Reuven or he's the son of Shimon.